Mark and I are on a tram heading towards the European Parliament in Strasbourg. They have rather smart trams.
They do.
Lots of glass.
Lots of glass, lots of natural light, you know what I mean? Thank glass. Quite
smooth and faster. They seem to have total priority.
Yes.
I don't know what you just said there, but...
I don't know.
See, the point, actually, they don't seem to do much in the way of audible announcements.
No. But they do have LEDs.
That's really useful.
Okay, but you're not just looking out the window, you know what I mean? Which,
yeah.
As you said, there are many...
Does it say what it's called, this one?
Merci, prepare.
Excellent.
Close on death. Famous son of Strasbourg. He's in the square somewhere.
I do love the way that even modern tram systems still have a bell when it moves off.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Back to the old ones.
Yeah, it's a heritage that's sort of maintaining a connection to what's been there before.
It's also because, like, certainly in Croydon places, they won't be in our trams for a long time, so you go back to the old trams for
a bit. Oh, there are announcements, I just wasn't listening to them. Apparently, one of these lines they are in the process of extending into Germany, to Kehl.
Oh, right. Yes, to the German side.
Yeah, I think it's only they only need to extend it by about a mile or so, but they do need to build a new bridge in order to do it.
Just have like a hover tram.
A hover tram. That's a great idea.
I mean, it would bring in tourism. People would do it.
It's true, yeah.
Have a hover tram across the Rhine. The only hover tram in the world.
Probably for good reason.
You don't really understand how tram works, do you? No, but hover tram would be awesome. But, you know, how would the whales... Don't care, hover tram, awesome.
Yeah, oh, I think you're right. I mean, it'd look great with big fans on top, and you know, maybe it would run on rails until it reaches that point, and then it would rise up off the rails.
Onto its legs, right?
Ah, this is just. Yeah, I can understand the announcements just about. We go back to the door we got on at. You okay?
Yeah.
I've got the door. What is it about tram doors? They always try to close before you before you can get off. Hang on, I can't hear you. Tram in my ear.
Underground doors do the same.
Yeah, it's true. Can you see any European parliaments?
Yes, right in front of you.
That big thing?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And
what would your first impressions be of it?
Well, there's massive buildings like over.
Yeah.
Over on your right, so that's a bit unfortunate. The parliament itself, it's not unattractive.
Is it interesting?
I think that's a decent description, yes.
Is it big?
It is quite big. Not cathedral big.
And most importantly, is it invisible?
It's transparent. I wouldn't say it's invisible.
That's how stopping. Is it green, yeah?
I'm presuming it will go green in a minute. And
or not.
It's still red. I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
Shall we just go? Oh, green now.
Straight on, Gio. Good boy. Stand there, Gio. We'll pause here so I can stop my recording and then take a photograph, if that's all right.
Yes.
So, goodbye from us outside the European Parliament.
European. So, anyway,